Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today over the phone we are joined by Laurel Kilpack from the Wee Bit Wicked Witches, and we're talking about their upcoming A Wee Bit Wicked Witches Ball that is coming up on October 3rd. Laurel, pleasure to have you on today. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And you know, it's always exciting when Halloween rolls around. Lots of people, this is their favorite time of year. This is their favorite holiday. And with the Wee Bit Wicked Witches, it always adds to the atmosphere. So I guess a good place for us to start is for people who might not be familiar, who are the Wee Bit Wicked Witches?
The Wee Bit Wicked Witches are just a group of witches, of fun witches that get together. We perform at schools and care centers and places where, you know, someone might want us to come. But our biggest theme is this Witch's Ball, which this is the seventh year. So the seventh annual ball, we have it's basically a carnival.
And based on what we were talking about before we came on air, that's the perfect way to describe it, is a carnival. So we'll get into the nitty-gritty of that in a second. But as a part of it this year, you're adding something a bit new to the equation of this ball, and it's the Reverse the Curse, A Wee Bit Wicked Adventure. And you and I were talking beforehand, this is a bit like an escape room, and that's always exciting to see.
Yes, it is. It's an escape room. And we want to encourage, because this is on the night of Emory County's homecoming, Emory High School's homecoming, we want to encourage them boys to bring their dates and come and do the escape room, buy some dinner at the park, then go off to homecoming.
And honestly, when you look at the prices for it, it's $5 per person with 2 to 6 players per team. This is a very affordable homecoming date. And I think that's something that a lot of kids are going to be excited to hear, and a lot of parents are going to be excited to hear, because homecoming, sometimes that price tag could get up there. But this is good, clean fun right in Emory County and at a very good price. So I agree with you. I recommend they go check this out for their homecoming dates.
Right.
Now, as a part of it, of course, we have the Wee Bit Wicked Witches Ball, and that gets started at 4 p.m. with food and craft vendors. Always fun to see the people all getting around, surrounding the park, and just having a good time as we get closer and closer to Halloween.
Yes, it is really fun.
And then after that, along with the food and craft vendors, you have a silent auction to benefit Shop with a Cop. And I know that's something that the Wee Bit Wicked Witches have always kind of put an emphasis on. You guys are always making very charitable donations to Shop with a Cop, another just fantastic program we have here in the Castle Country.
Yes, and that's actually the focus. The dancing and all of the parade and everything's fun, but the real thing that we're doing here is trying to raise money for the Shop with a Cop program.
And then speaking on the parade, your annual light parade gets kicked off at 7 p.m. Last year, one of the most spectacular affairs I've ever had the pleasure of seeing. Can you give us a preview of what we might be in store for this year with the parade?
You know, I'm not sure how many floats are ready to go, but I do want to tell anyone who wants to put a float in the parade, we'll line up at 6:30 down at 300 South on Main Street. There's an empty lot there. There's plenty of room for everybody to come and get lined up so that we'll be ready to go by 7.
And I think 7 is probably that perfect time to do it, because that's right as that sun starts going down. It gives people a real opportunity to see the beautiful lights that are going to be parading down the street. And, of course, after the parade, you have the dance. One of the best parts of this event is the dance, seeing everyone in costume, out of costume, just getting together and having a good time and raising money for a fantastic cause in Shop with a Cop.
Yeah, that is the fun.
Now, if people are wanting to get involved with the Wee Bit Wicked Witches, what's the best way for them to get in contact with you guys?
Well, if you want to be a vendor, if you want to put a booth in, you can contact Louise Harris. Her number is 801-362-7492. If you want to put a float in, you can contact Lisa Miller, and if you don't get her contacted, that's fine. Just bring your float.
And it's always fun to see how many people show up to this, because it's become a Huntington staple in recent years, and I'm glad to see it's coming back for its seventh year. Now, Laurel, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything else you want to leave our listeners with?
I just want to say quickly that Jumpin' Jam Inflatables will also be there, so things for the kids to do. They'll have their mechanical bull. $5 a ride on the bull and $5 wristbands for all the inflatables.
And you can't go wrong with that. It's truly an event for all ages. Laurel, pleasure to have you on today. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, our guest, Laurel Kilpak, and we were talking about the upcoming 7th annual A Wee Bit Wicked Witches Ball that is coming up on Friday, October 3rd, starting at 4 p.m. at Huntington City Park and the Old Town. At Huntington City Park, excuse me. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.